This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. And I want to apologize on behalf of all South Africans, because apparently, apparently you had to get rid of one of us. What on earth is going on there?
That's a good question. Yes, one neo-Nazi is one too many. And as one of many letters to the editor in one of the papers said today, and I'm reading this one letter from the Sydney Morning Herald, quote, "One homegrown Nazi is one too many. We do not need to import any from South Africa."
Absolutely right. So, but can I just ask you that you not send them back?
Well, yeah, I'll have to get back to you on that one. So the minister, the Minister of Home Affairs, who announced late yesterday that the South African immigrant, and he's been here 3 years with his wife, only 3 years, that his visa would be cancelled. It is not clear exactly when he has to leave the country. One of the radio news reports said immediately, but obviously he does actually have the right to challenge. He can go to court if he so wishes to challenge this revocation of his visa. But obviously that remains to be seen. And just in the context of revoking visas or denying visas, the same minister has in recent times blocked visas for the American right-wing podcaster Candace Owen, the rapper Kanye West, and also, dare I say, he also refused a visa to the former Israeli minister Ayelet Shaked. What he said in his comment was, "People who live here have the right to freedom of speech in Australia, but we get to choose if someone's coming here with the intention of inciting discord." So a number of things which have emanated from this whole sorry saga, and we're talking about 60 black-clad neo-Nazis staging a rally outside the Parliament House in Sydney 2 Saturdays ago, so on November 9, which happened to coincide with the anniversary of Kristallnacht. And what has emanated from that is a number of things. One is just very recently, if such a rally was taking place, the participants would have covered their faces. And now they stood there brazenly with their faces uncovered. And that right there is in itself concerning, because what does that tell you about how emboldened they feel that they can stand in the center of Sydney, outside the oldest parliament in the country, and with their faces openly showing? And what it means is that many of them have been identified. And again, what is concerning is that they come from across civil society. From one is an English teacher, another one is the postal service, another one's a racing driver, another one's in the IT industry. And the South African fellow himself is a civil engineer with a major company which has had contracts with the Australian Defence Force. So they this group, neo-Nazis, and they call themselves the National Socialist Network, come from or have infiltrated across civil society. Now, going on from that, what is even more concerning, possibly even more concerning, is that they plan to form, to rebrand as a political party called the White Australia Party. And there are elections coming up. Every state has its own election. This state of New South Wales, where Sydney is located, has an election in March 2027, so that's just over a year away. And then there's a federal election for the Australian government the year after that. So now, whether or not the White Australian Party will be able to contest the elections is a very fraught issue right now. So in the New South Wales upper house, called the Legislative Council, you only need to get 750 signatures to support you, and therefore you have the right to stand. If you want to stand for the Senate in the federal parliament, you need 1,500 signatures, and that's across the country. So none of these numbers are impossible targets. And so what is happening, though, is that there is a legal rush to prevent the Nazis from forming a political party. And one of the law professors who's very active in agitating against this has pointed out that Germany has a concept called militant democracy. The idea being that you can ban parties if the purpose of those parties is to threaten democracy itself. And this group, this National Socialist Network, one of their policies is openly to expel all Jews from this country, as well as non-whites. And that's pretty much as racist as you can get.
Yeah, and so, sounds it's just remarkable.
It is remarkable, and an irony there is that the South African fellow immigrated just 3 years ago, and here he is promoting anti-immigration. He himself has only been here for 3 years, but that's put that to one side. So where we are is that the Electoral Commission, which is what monitors elections, can refuse to register a party on a certain set of factors if its name is offensive, if its logo is offensive. But what this National Socialist Network, these neo-Nazis, have been very astute in doing is somehow keeping just on the right side of the law to this point. And so even when they applied for permission to have that rally, they got permission from the police, of all people, and yet they didn't disclose that they were going to be coming out with racist stuff. Yeah, and that only happened on the day. So it's a pretty concerning situation all around.
So what are the laws in terms of hate speech in Australia? Because this has definitely been tested over the last couple of years.
And Howard, that's a very good question, and I wish I could give you a straight answer. So both in the states, as in states of New South Wales and Victoria, where Melbourne is, and federally, there are laws which prohibit hate speech and which draw distinction between free speech and hate speech. And therefore, and many Jewish leaders who have commented on this current situation have said, why did the police not invoke those laws when the neo-Nazis wanted to have their rally 2 Saturdays ago? Others are saying, some politicians are saying that the laws are not tight enough. And so what this state, New South Wales, has said, the Premier has said that he wants to extend the life of the current New South Wales Parliament to go to the end of November. The Parliament was meant to finish for the end of the year next week. He said, we want an extra week specifically so we can bring in more laws, tighter laws, to ban swastikas, to ban Hitler salutes, to ban anything that would come out from a neo-Nazi party. And so he, it's a Labour Party, so they are pushing hard to bring in further and tighter anti-Nazi laws by the end of this month, which is, you know, just 2 weeks away now. So there are those laws. Whether or not they are fit for purpose, obviously, is a fraught and unresolved issue. It really comes down to, it depends who you ask.
Wow, absolutely fascinating. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. It is 6:59. I'm Howard Feldman. That was the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. He's the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We chat to him every week at this time for the Australia Report.